99 FM, DAB in Manchester, Glasgow and Birmingham. Online at radiosangam.co.uk and via our app. The only Asian music station you need.
Thinking of a master plan.
This is Radio Sangam.
That's right, this is Radio Sangam on 107.9 FM, DAB, digital radio across Greater Manchester, Glasgow and Birmingham. www.radiosangam.co.uk is online. And this is Aa Gaya Time by Rahim Pardesi. And on the other side, we'll have Rahim Pardesi on the phone line. This is Radio Sangam. This is Radio Sangam.
ਅਸੀਂ ਗੋਰੇ ਕਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਬੋਲੀ ਨੀ ਬੋਲਣੀ ਵੱਖਰਾ ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਏ ਟੋਰਨੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਏ ਟੋਰਨੀ ਵੱਖਰਾ ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਏ ਟੋਰਨੀ
ਸਲਾਮ ਬਈ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਬੇਲੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਲ ਤੋਂ ਸਲਾਮ ਬਈ ਐਲਾਨ ਬਈ ਐਲਾਨ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਨ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਲੜਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਜੰਗ ਦੇ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਗੋਲੀਆਂ ਬਾਰੂਦ ਚਲਾਨ ਦੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਗੱਲ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਜਿੰਦ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾਹੌਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸੋਚੀ ਨਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨੀ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਵੇ ਟਾਈਮ ਸਾਡਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ
ਜਾਣਦਾ This is Radio
Sangam.
ਪਾਜੀ ਕਿਆ ਸੀਨ ਆਪਣਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਏਗਾ
ਆਏਗਾ ਨੀ ਪਗਲੇ
A very, very different side to Rahim Pardesi. Assalamu alaikum, Rahim bhai.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you? Kaise hain
aap? Alhamdulillah, aap sunaye?
I'm okay, thank you. What's the weather like in Scotland?
Let me just look out the window again. Yep, it's still raining.
Still raining?
we have about four different types of weather.
Yeah, well,
in 1 hour.
We've got blue skies in New Yorkshire today. Lucky for us.
Aye. Kya baat hai thodi.
Rahim bhai, first of all, I want to put all your music career on hold. I want to talk about your YouTube career. How did it all start? What was your first ever video that you did on YouTube, and how did it all start for you?
Well, basically, I was going to start my music career, and before that, I just used to make little comedy videos. on Facebook, but it was just for my close family and friends. And I think one of them just stuck them on a page or something, and it just went, you know, kind of viral. And so a lot of my friends used to tell me, you know, you should start YouTube, you should do this, you should, you know, take it to a next level. And so I was like, all right, okay. So I just made a YouTube channel and basically started uploading, and they just started, you know, getting views and appreciated around the world. So I was quite, you know, a bit of a shock.
What was your first video? How many views did it receive? And you thought, wow, this has gone viral. I wasn't expecting this, and it's just gone viral.
I mean, the first video I made on Halloween went, I think, about 1.5 million views.
Was that in 2016?
Yes, I believe so. And after that, I made a video on PIA Travels.
All right, yeah, I remember that one.
And again, that did even better. So it was just amazing to see the response, and I think that just kept me going. But it's been fun. It's been a fun journey so far, you know, making people laugh. And if my sense of humor is what people like, then
yeah,
I was like, why not? You know, so, if it makes someone stay, then why not?
And Nasreen, where did the Nasreen idea come from?
And then after that, basically, I needed someone to play the female character, but obviously in my house, everyone's quite shy. All the females are quite shy, camera shy.
Yeah.
So I just had to do it myself.
Yeah.
So when I did it myself, a lot of people loved the character. You know, they loved me playing as a female, which was quite odd. And I basically just built the character up, gave it a name, gave it, you know, a proper character. And that was it. People just fell in love with it. I still till this day, I actually don't know what it is that people love about it so much.
No, I've been watching your videos right from the starting, and I absolutely, they make you smile. I mean, I reckon that's your aim, to
just
you know, put a smile on people's faces. And
exactly,
you know, if you're having a bad day, all you need to do is stick one of your videos on YouTube, and guaranteed it will make you smile. Guaranteed. Naveed's with me as well this morning on the breakfast show. I wonder if he's got any questions for you.
So it's nice to hear from you, Raheem. Bro, I actually never knew you. I'm good, my brother. I never knew you were Scottish. Yeah, no, I put it on my Twitter account yesterday that we'll be interviewing you, and all people said was Nasreen. So my question was going to just be what Janae just asked you. The name, how did the name come about, the actual name, that is?
Nasreen is, I just wanted, you know, a typical old-fashioned name and something that was a bit catchy, that people remember. And I think Nasreen is one of those names, you know, like Nasreen, Barveen. All these kind of names are old-fashioned quality names.
Absolutely, so my mother's called Barveen, so I agree. I concur.
Well, there you go. There you go.
And
maybe she can play the sister.
But yeah.
And recently, Rahim Bhai, I follow you on Snapchat, and you've had a blast in Dubai. You were in Dubai not so long ago.
I was indeed. I'm back.
And you were I was watching you. You were really enjoying yourself.
So that's the first time I kind of, you know, since my YouTube video started, I have been working nonstop. You know, and I've been, believe it or not, I've been taking this comedy a bit too serious. You know, and I think that was one of the trips I kind of let my hair down and, you know, just kind of relax and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But Dubai is always a good vibe. And we are planning to do something in Dubai. So we were just planning a show.
Yeah.
So let's see. Fingers crossed what happens.
And then obviously from there, you travel to Pakistan to do a show with Atif Aslam.
Yep, that's right.
What was that like? What was that like performing with Atif Aslam?
Fantastic. It was fantastic, you know. It was met Atif for the first time at airport.
Yeah, I saw that on the snap as well.
Yeah, we were just sitting down. I just sat down and he kind of walked by me, and then he stopped and then he looked back. And I think there was a few people that were taking selfies and stuff.
Mm.
And then I just saw him kind of walking towards me, and I just got up and we just hugged each other and we just connected very well. And you know, he was very, very humble guy.
Yeah.
And that was it. So we had a concert, and which went really, really well.
Was that in Lahore?
That was in Lahore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in Lahore. And then I had the Coke Fest as well, which just recently happened, but I had, unfortunately. But there's a lot of shows that are happening in Pakistan now. I think there's a 7-Up show that's happening. So there's a lot more going on in Pakistan than before.
Yeah. Yeah, lots going on.
Looking exciting. Yeah.
Okay, so was this the first time you've ever performed in Pakistan?
As an artist in that format, yes, it was.
Yeah. What kind of reception did you get?
And people didn't actually know what to expect, and I don't blame them, obviously, because if you're looking at, if you're seeing one person doing, you know, one kind of format and just comedy, what can you expect? You don't know what to expect.
Hmm.
But I'm glad to see people were, you know, surprised that, you know, the versatility of my talent, and I appreciated that they, you know, gave me that chance.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what happens is when you're just recognized for doing one thing, people don't want to see you doing anything else.
Yeah.
And I think people took it well, which I'm glad.
That's good.
Were you not offered, Rahim, bro, just very quickly, like, because I know Pakistani dramas are massive now at the moment.
And that's right.
With your talent as well, and the brand of comedy that you bring, and I know you don't want to be pigeonholed just as a comedy artist. No.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that is something maybe you could explore? Because I know that.
Yeah, of course. People, I mean, there's been a lot of offers for drama stuff, but the thing is, there's two things. The way I look at it is, one, I need to feel if it's something that I genuinely like, I would do it, you know. And secondly, the timing has to be right. It has to be a good timing of it. But you know, Pakistan does have a different kind of style of, for example, the dramas, and the sense of humor is a little bit different as well.
Mm. Yeah.
So just bearing that in mind, I am working on a project or two,
mm-hmm.
working with a scriptwriter myself. So we're looking to produce something ourselves, and then who knows after that.
Exclusive.
Always, yeah. Watch this space.
Watch this space. That's all I can say for now.
Okay.
For example, there's a Inspector Bulla character that a lot of people are falling in love with.
Yeah.
Where I play a cop. I think a lot of people want to see that, so we're working something along those lines.
Okay, so that's your YouTube career, then your comedy side. And then I was not aware of this when your video dropped with the Rung with Ezu. Now I play a lot of Ezu on the Radio Sangam. I'm a big fan of his as well. You know, he's a very, very young, talented lad from London.
Yep.
So I play a lot of Ezu on the show. And then I was on YouTube and I saw Ezu with you. And I thought, what is going on here? When you dropped Rang, I thought, uh-huh. Rahim Bhai sings songs as well? When did that happen? And how did that happen?
I mean, as I said, that was my main aim to do, mm-hmm. was singing before I started YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But the YouTube just took off.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I was like, I can't carry two things.
Yeah.
People are just going to get, you know, confused in a sense. There was this guy trying to do, he's doing comedy, he's doing this, he's doing that. So I thought, okay, let me stick to one thing just now, follow that up. So I gave it two and a half years. And I thought, you know, now is the time to get back on track and do what I do best is music, because I have a lot of passion for music, and I've always wanted to do it. And here I am. Just, you know, started. It's been about six, seven months since I started,
and the
response has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and you're doing it really, really well. So after Rung, you released Bill Dana. And I really, really like Bill Dana because even in the music video, you've got a comedy scene at the start of it. When the girl rejects you.
Yeah.
And, you know, where was that shot then? Was it actually shot in Tokyo?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't shot in Tokyo, but...
I was going to think.
Yeah, but it was shot in London. There was a lot of hard work that went into that video, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good fun shooting that video, and I did want to bring, obviously, the comedy kind of slight element to it.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, make it more lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did really well.
So is it a subliminal message about paying the bill? What is it?
It's like just the Saka smile. It doesn't cost you anything.
I see.
And that was produced by Upside Down, was that? That one, Bill Dana.
That was produced by Upside Down. Yep. That's great. Another talented artist.
Another very, very talented artist, yeah. And then after that, we have your latest, what we just played, Agia Dime.
He's also in Patake. I've seen you're in Patake as well, aren't you, Raheem Roy?
I was there when they were doing Patake as well. That's right.
I saw you with them dance moves, man.
they were showing some dances.
So sorry, Agia Dime. Then so that one, Agia Dime. This one is completely different because you're like rapping in this.
Yes, I've to be honest, I've always hip hop and rap has been my number one,
yeah.
And I've always wanted to do it, but I've always wanted to do it in Punjabi but in a different kind of style,
yeah.
And I just didn't know what the response would be. Mm-hmm. You know, I was quite hesitant, to be honest. You know,
yeah.
But I played it kind of safe in a sense with Rang and building a, you know,
yeah.
But with this one, I was like, you know what, dekhi jayegi, Punjabi's kehnde na, dekhi jayegi yaar, karte sahi. So basically, I went to the studio in Pakistan, worked with the young talent in Pakistan, and you know, you would be amazed to find out there's so much talent actually in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But obviously, not everyone has a platform there.
Shamroz, is Shamroz, isn't he, on this track? Yeah, he's a very talented rapper, yeah.
Very, very talented, yeah. He's been a struggling artist for about 9 years. And, you know, I was like, you know, you're the man. Let's just work on this track.
Yeah.
And we worked on the track for a few days, and that's what we came out with. And once we had actually made the track, we were, like, kind of looking at ourselves, like, what have we made, like, as this. Like, to our ears, it sounded amazing, but I was like, I don't know, it could be a different response from people. I still remember, actually, I performed a snippet of it at the Atif Aslam concert.
All right.
And the track wasn't released.
Right.
At that point. And I kid you not, the people were just absolutely shocked. And like, there were no hands in the air, there was nothing.
Yeah.
They were just like shocked faces, literally. I still have a video clip. And that kind of made me more confused. I was like, I don't know if people are liking it or not.
Yeah. And again, a very, very good video for that one as well. Was that shot in Lahore as well?
The way I envisioned it, it's exactly the way it kind of turned out, which was shot in Lahore. I didn't want, you know, the whole glamour, the whole gudinga shadinga, the usual kind of, you know, rap style.
Yeah.
But people appreciated that a lot more.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they've clicked onto the track straight away, thank God. And, you know, it's been trending. People have just, you know, get such a great feedback.
Yeah.
And it's done really, really well, which I'm so happy about.
That's good. And basically, what's next after Agia Dime?
Next, there's actually a lot of things, a lot of tracks, different style of tracks coming.
Okay.
We might release another hip hop style, just as a filler though, because. The thing is, I think Ramadan is coming, like around the corner. So we wanna wait for Ramadan,
and then after Ramadan,
after Ramadan, we're just gonna blast out a lot of tunes. I know there's been a gap between Rang and Bilena.
Yeah.
Of a good couple of months, but this time the journey started and it's only going one way now.
Yeah, inshallah, and go all the way up. And
inshallah, with you guys support.
No. And Pardesi Squad, I believe, is, have you opened your own record company now?
Yes. Pardesi Squad is my own record label, which would have many other talented young artists in Pakistan as well as myself.
Yeah.
So I just want to give other people opportunity in Pakistan, because again, I believe there's so much talent in Pakistan, but there's not enough platform.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, why not just open your own record label and you release your own songs in your own channel and, you know, do what you want. With different, obviously, record labels. I tried it kind of, it was just a trial and error kind of with VIP Records. Big up to VIP Records, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, they gave me a chance to, you know, use the platform.
Why not?
I didn't, and again, I just wanted to see the response.
Yeah.
From people, rather than me opening up a record label at the start and not working out, and you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's worked out. So I thought, okay, why not? Let's just open your own record label and see what happens.
No, that's great, and you know, good luck to you for that as well. And you know, it's a big step, and we hope that inshallah, you know, you do really, really well in your comedy side, your YouTube videos, and even on your music side as well, your music career.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
No,
appreciate
always.
It.
No, inshallah, bro. Mashallah, your humility comes through as well, bro, and we're fans.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, honestly, that's the main motto. You know, lighten up. You know, life's too short. You need to. I believe you need to go out and just do it. If you have an idea in your head, just go out and overthink it. You know, that's what I tell people. You know, people ask me all the time, okay, how did you do it? How did you start? Can you give us any advice?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. It is, I had an idea in my head and I simply just took the camera and just went out and done it. And that's all it takes, honestly.
Yeah.
You should start your motivational quotes hashtag Pardesi Motivation.
I mean, people. If people get inspired by what I do, it feels good. And,
absolutely.
And I would like to give them, you know, advice. But that is the honest advice I can give: is go out and do something. Just do something, and you will see the feedback yourself. And what's the worst that can happen? You know,
definitely.
It didn't work out. Then at least you can move on and do something else.
Yeah, at least you can say you gave it a go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rahim Bhai, thank you so much for giving us time this morning. I'm not a morning person, to be honest with you. I have to get to the studio at 6 a.m, but I'm not a morning person myself. But no, really, really appreciate you coming and joining us on Radio Sangam this morning.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. You know, I'm actually not a morning person.